Global markets slide as investors worry about weak manufacturing data.
You've got weakness in the German car industry, credit squeeze in China, all washing back onto US shores.
And the House committees leading the impeachment inquiry say they'll issue subpoenas to the White House.
We're seeing a clear escalation of the impeachment probe and tensions between House Democrats and the White House.
Plus, after three decades of increases, the birth rate for twins has declined. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we take a closer look at why global markets have declined this week, here's what you missed. The House committees leading an impeachment inquiry into President Trump have said they plan to issue a subpoena by Friday to the White House. Why? Well, they want to force the White House to turn over records related to a pair of phone calls between President Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. From Washington, Siobhan Hughes has more.
The House panels want a whole host of documents, but primarily centered around the July 25th phone call that President Trump had with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. So what do they want is pretty interesting. They want the actual recording of the call, if there is one, a full transcript. Remember, we got just an abbreviated one of that call, notes, anything electronic or handwritten. And then in addition to that, they want all of the conversations that took place among various Trump administration officials about that phone call.
Separately, the House Intelligence Committee disclosed that the whistleblower at the center of the Ukraine allegations had contacted the panel before filing a formal complaint. President Trump renewed his criticism of the whistleblower's report yesterday and said the person should only be protected if, quote, legitimate.
Look, I think a whistleblower should be protected if the whistleblower's legitimate. But when the whistleblower makes a big report on the conversation I had with a president of Ukraine, and it was a great conversation. We talked mostly about congratulations on your win. We talked about corruption, and we're really referring mostly to 2016. The whistleblower wrote not that conversation. He wrote a vicious conversation. In other words, he either got it totally wrong, made it up, or the person giving the information to the whistleblower was dishonest, and this country has to find out who that person was.
The president also reiterated that he thought the controversy was a hoax and that he had done nothing wrong. And the Justice Department is planning to require the collection of DNA from immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border and others in immigration detention. The DNA would be collected by cheek swabs and then included in a national criminal database. The rule, which could be published in the next few days, alarmed immigrant and civil rights advocates. They said collecting DNA samples from people who haven't committed crimes would amount to significant violations of privacy. And federal prosecutors are investigating USA Swimming. They're looking at allegations that USA Swimming stifled athlete sexual abuse claims, concealed assets, and improperly reaped hundreds of thousands of dollars in rebates from its in-house insurance company. We report a federal grand jury in Manhattan has been hearing evidence in the case for the past year. USA Swimming said it, quote, supports any government investigation that goes towards protecting athletes. Now, our main story this morning. Asian markets followed U.S. markets lower, with Japan's Nikkei down by over 2% and Shanghai's main index off by nearly 1%. The decline has been pretty broad, with even safety stocks failing to provide any sort of refuge. So what is going on? Joe Wallace is a markets reporter with us in London. So Joe, what's spooked investors?
So two things really seem to have set off this downturn in the stock markets worldwide. The first is really growing concerns about the US economy. There was some pretty weak manufacturing data that came out on Tuesday, and that seemed to catch investors off guard. Then a private sector gauge of the labour market came out yesterday, and that also pointed to slower jobs growth. The second thing is the global trade tensions we've been seeing for over a year now. On Wednesday, the US said it would hit around $8 billion worth of European Union imports with tariffs, which has added to concerns that trade tensions will really weigh on the global economy.
And now we've kind of seen something interesting. It used to always be that what happened in the US sort of led what was happening around the world. And now we're seeing that actually it's a lot of weak manufacturing data from places like Germany, weak economic data from places like China, that's actually impacting the way that U.S. investors at least feel about what's going on in the American economy.
Yeah, so as our chief economics commentator Greg Itt wrote this week, in the past, for instance, in the 2008 financial crisis, it was the U.S. mortgage crisis which sent shockwaves around the world. This time around, it seems to be the other way around. You've got weakness in the German car industry, credit squeeze in China, all washing back onto US shores. There seem to be a couple of reasons for this. The first thing is that the US has become a slightly more open economy, and sales overseas contribute to a growing share of revenues and profits at US companies. Then there's the dollar, which is really being driven up by attempts by central banks, particularly in Europe, to lower interest rates, and therefore boost the Eurozone's lagging economy. And a stronger dollar tends to be pretty bad for the US economy.
Can you explain that? Why are negative interest rates in Europe pushing the dollar stronger?
So when European interest rates fall, US assets which pay higher interest rates become more attractive for foreign investors. So that leads to capital entering the US and then pushes the dollar up.
So let's talk a little bit about safety stocks. Normally, we see that if investors are scared, they sometimes pour their money into areas like real estate or commercial brands. We haven't seen them be necessarily the same safe havens this time around. Why?
Yes, as you say, usually there are some areas of the stock market that are considered kind of refuges, either because spending in these sectors holds up during recessions, things like consumer staples, and also because some of these stocks pay pretty big dividends, which gives them bond-like qualities, if you think of like coupons that a US government bond pays. But all of these sectors are falling in line with the broader stock market this week. In the last 2 days, all 11 sectors on the S&P 500 stock index fell. That's the first time that's happened since the rout that took place in December last year. So investors are looking for other places to put their money. One of them is gold, which has risen in the last few days. And the precious metal is really seen as a kind of safe haven.
What's going to happen next? We've got jobs data for the US economy on Friday. Where do we go from here? What's the rest of the fourth quarter going to hold? I know you can't predict the future. But.
Yeah, so I mean, as you say, the immediate focus for investors is the jobs report from the Labour Department on Friday. Another month of relatively strong jobs growth would put some of those concerns about the US economy, it would ease those concerns about the US economy. But if we see a big fall in job creation and slowing wage growth, that could lead to expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates again and again in the fourth quarter to try and boost the US economy. The other thing that investors are really keeping an eye on is the US-China trade relationship. There are some planned talks coming up in the middle of the month, and those will have pretty big ramifications for markets for the rest of the year.
You can find our full coverage of global markets up on WSJ.com. And here's what else we're paying attention to today. The rate of twins born in the U.S. dropped 4% from 2014 to 2018. The decline comes after roughly three decades of increases. That's all according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control. So what happened? Brianna Abbott explains.
So we're not entirely sure, but experts mostly believe that this has happened because of the change in reproductive technologies that we use. Before, what sort of happened is you would implant multiple embryos just to hope that one of them would stick and result in a pregnancy. But now, as the technology has progressed, you don't need as many embryos, and doctors are using less embryos to essentially both for the health benefits and cost and things like that.
Brianna says that experts are viewing the drop as a good thing.
There are a lot of complications that come with multiple pregnancies or births. For mothers, you have things like hemorrhages, high blood pressure, postpartum depression. And for babies, they're often born earlier and they have low birth weight compared to their non-twin peers. And both are at a greater risk of mortality. So experts are looking at this drop of rate of twins as actually a good thing because we all love twins. They're cute and adorable, but they're also at greater risk for a lot of health complications.
Finally, how do you feel about eating alone? We've got a report out that says these days, Americans now eat nearly half of their meals alone. In response, companies like Tyson Foods are adjusting packaging, portions, and bite sizes. One example, Kraft Heinz started making cheesecake available in individual portions. We want to know, how often do you eat alone? And Do you like it? Email us at whatsnewsalloneword@wsj.com or tweet us at WSJPodcasts. Your comments might be used in follow-up reporting. That's What's News from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.